You may be feeling rising excitement about the approaching holiday season, but hospitals around the country are feeling a rise in cases of respiratory infections like RSV in children and COVID and flu in everyone. Some hospitals are running out of beds. In a few minutes, we'll go to Las Vegas.
But first, let's look more closely at the Immigration and Customs Enforcement announcement that'll stop holding immigrants fighting deportation at a Northern California jail. ICE is terminating their contract with the Yuba County Jail after years of public criticism over dangerous conditions there. Joining us now is Laura Duarte Bateman of the California Collaborative for Immigrant Justice, which has worked to close the facility. Welcome, Laura.
Hi, Deepa. So good to talk to you today.
So federal immigration authorities announced they're ending the contract with Yuba County, which is in Northern California, because it is no longer necessary. Can you start by telling us the arrangement that existed between ICE and Yuba County to detain immigrants?
Absolutely. So yes, this contract, it's called an intergovernmental service agreement, and it dates back to 1994. This was the last contract between a county jail in California to detain immigrants. All the other detention centers are privately owned. So this means that it's the last one that was the relationship between the county and ICE, but there are still 7 remaining detention centers that are privately owned in California.
So Laura, at its height, how many immigrants were detained at Yuba County and how many has your coalition fought to have released?
So at the beginning of the pandemic, there were 175 people detained at the jail. Thanks to legal efforts, that number dropped down significantly, and we were finally were able to get to 0 in October of 2021. So the jail was completely depopulated from ICE, from people in ICE custody. Unfortunately, those numbers slowly went up, and right now there are 4 people detained at the jail, and we're hoping for their release and not their transfer.
And one of the parts of this contract that I found particularly stark was that Yuba County was paid by the federal government, by ICE, for 150 beds per day, even if there were no immigrants being held. Is that arrangement typical in ICE contracts?
Yes. Unfortunately, ICE does have arrangements like this where they hold a reservation of beds at different detention centers. And for example, in the case of Yuba, they were receiving a minimum of almost $24,000 every single day for those beds. And it's very unethical for a county or even a private prison corporation to be receiving money and making profit over people suffering.
Now, Yuba County is a local jail. How were immigrants kind of melded into this? Because immigrants are people with civil violations, not criminal convictions. Were they treated differently in the jail?
For many, many years, the immigrants who were detained there were held in the same spaces as people who were serving their criminal sentence. And then finally, when they were separated and put in another part of the facility, that didn't mean that conditions got better. And so, for example, the toilets do not flush all the way, so they clog, and then showers are infested with flies. So the conditions have always been awful.
Mm. Your organization and others have worked for years to try and end this contract. Detainees spoke out, which was very courageous given their precarious state. I want you to tell us about the work done over the years by your movement to demand ICE stop putting immigrants fighting deportation into county jails and private prisons.
Yeah, so the fight to terminate this contract has been going on for years. And so I would like to, first of all, mention those individuals in detention who organized amongst themselves inside and who fought for their rights in peaceful manners. They did numerous hunger strikes along the years. They really, you know, put their lives at risk and risked retaliation to get those conditions improved for them and for others who were coming behind them. And then there were also a lot of local organizations, communities, individuals who were fighting for a really long time to end this contract. And that's when the Yuba Liberation came in right at the beginning of the pandemic, where we saw a really good moment to be able to depopulate the jail.
Since Biden took office, ICE has ended various contracts with jails and counties around the country. And DHS now says it uses alternatives to detention Do you think this is a better way?
No, I mean, you can imagine like being constantly supervised and having to have your phone. And if it, you know, if your battery drains or if something happens, you're constantly like with this fear that you're doing something wrong. So this is not improving the lives of people. Of course, being able to be outside is great, but it's still not enough. It's still not a humane way to treat the people who are in immigration proceedings.
This is a victory for your coalition. How are you all celebrating?
We won't be able to celebrate until the four people that are still detained there are released and not transferred. So right now, our fight is to get them released back to their communities, and then we'll think about how we can celebrate.
Laura Duarte Bateman is the communications manager with the California Collaborative for Immigrant Justice. Thank you, Laura.
Thank you so much, Sipa.